September 2025. A hacker finds one exposed key. A single Amazon Web Services access key, AWS, built into every camera made by a company called Nexar. Nexar makes the dash cams mounted on the windshields of hundreds of thousands of Uber, Lyft, and delivery vehicles, sold to drivers as an insurance tool, the kind of camera that catches the other guy running the light. That one key was the master key. In roughly 2 hours, the hacker pulled more than 130 terabytes of footage, ordinary dashcam video from ordinary trips, some of it recorded near the headquarters of the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, and multiple Defense Department sites. Buried in the same breach, Nexar's client list, Lyft, Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, New York City's Police Department, the NYPD, the cities of Los Angeles and Austin. That already happened. Filed, reported, done. Which is exactly what makes what surfaced 11 months later so hard to write off as hypothetical. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, the sales pitch, a license plate surveillance company made to a state attorney general's office, a plan to fold 350,000 rideshare and delivery drivers' windshield cameras into a rolling government spy network without telling a single driver, and why, by the time that pitch became public, the company pitching it was already losing city contracts by the dozen. In Dunwoody, Georgia, a resident named Jason Hunyar filed a routine request under the state's Open Records Act. What came back was a sales presentation. Flock Safety, the Atlanta-based license plate reader company whose cameras now watch more than 5,000 U.S. communities, had prepared for Georgia's Attorney General in August of 2025. Buried in the slides, in the company's own words, adapted here only to spell out what was abbreviated on the page, hundreds of commercial businesses and homeowners associations in Georgia are already part of the network, plus the Nexar partnership, which includes 350,000 Uber, Lyft, and other delivery service devices. That line is the entire sourced origin of the number now attached to this story everywhere. 350,000 Nexar-equipped rideshare and delivery vehicles Flock planned to fold into its network. 404 Media had reported the concept of a Flock-Nexar partnership as early as August of 2025. What Hunyar's records request confirmed, nearly a year later, was the scope, and the fact that the plan had been pitched directly, in writing, to a state attorney general's office. 404 Media reporter Joseph Cox published the find on August 7, 2026. Georgia Attorney General Chris Carr, Republican of Georgia, is the recipient of that pitch, not its architect. Nothing in the record ties him to authoring, approving, or acting on it. Flock told Cox by email that it never executed the partnership with Nexar. As far as anyone has confirmed, the plan stayed a pitch. A plan that never got built is still a plan somebody wrote down, printed, and delivered to a government office to brag about. A filing cabinet is not the same thing as a conscience. Here's what the plan actually would have done. Nexar's dash cams already ride in hundreds of thousands of windshields, quietly doing their insurance job. Flock's proposal would have repurposed that same hardware to read and log the license plate of every car those dash cams passed, then feed the results into the same searchable database police already query through Flock's fixed, stationary cameras. The dash cam keeps doing its job for the driver's insurance company. It also, without the driver being told, starts doing a second job for the government. No law required Flock, Nexar, Uber, or Lyft to disclose any of this to the drivers hosting the equipment on their own windshields, or to the passengers riding and being recorded behind them. GigWorks' independent contractor classification is precisely the gap this plan would have driven straight through. No employer notice requirement, no bargaining unit, no union contract governing what a company can do with a driver's own camera. Uber, Lyft, and Nexar did not respond to 404 Media's requests for comment. Now go back to the cold open, because this is where the story stops being hypothetical. That September 2025 breach, the one exposed AWS key, the 130-plus terabytes, the footage near the CIA and the Defense Department, happened to Nexar's existing footage, from the cameras Nexar already had in the field, months before anyone outside Flock knew a 350,000 vehicle expansion had even been pitched. The exact company whose dash cams Flock wanted to fold into a nationwide license plate network had already proven, in the most literal way possible, what happens when that much footage sits behind one exposed key. This isn't a warning about what could go wrong. It's a demonstration of what already did. By the time the Georgia pitch became public, Flock was already absorbing hits nationwide. In Los Angeles, a 98-page City Inspector General audit found roughly 1 in 3 alerts generated by the police department's Flock Hotlist system were false. Cars flagged as stolen or wanted that weren't. A separate investigation found the Los Angeles Police Department among the agencies illegally sharing license plate data with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and Customs and Border Protection, in violation of California's Senate Bill 34, the state's sanctuary data law. Mayor Karen Bass, Democrat of Los Angeles, let the department's 3-year Flock contract lapse in July of 2026, citing, in the department's own words, serious concerns over privacy and civil liberties. Denver had already made its call. Mayor Mike Johnston, Democrat of Denver, pulled the city off Flock in February of 2026 after a local news investigation found the company had given U.S. Border Patrol undisclosed access to Denver's camera data. The city switched to a competitor. That finding also directly contradicted public claims by Flock's own founder and chief executive, Garrett Langley, that the company had no federal contracts, the kind of on-the-record contradiction that tends to follow an executive around. The American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU, has tracked the fallout through its Get the Flock Out campaign, and, in April of 2026, filed a brief with the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, arguing that automated license plate reader networks violate Fourth Amendment privacy protections. More than 54 U.S. cities have canceled or declined to renew Flock contracts in 2026 alone. 82 Flock contracts have been terminated across 28 states dating back to August of 2021. None of that is the driver's fault. None of it required their consent either. That's the pattern running underneath every one of these cancellations. Cities finding out, after the fact, what their camera vendor had quietly agreed to. Flock's own sales deck put a number on a plan it never told the public about. 350,000 rideshare and delivery vehicles folded into a government surveillance network without informing a single driver or passenger. Flock says that deal was never executed. But the pitch existed. It went to a state attorney general's office, and it became public 11 months after a hacker used one exposed key to prove exactly what that much footage in one company's hands is worth to someone who shouldn't have it. Los Angeles dropped its contract. Denver dropped its contract. More than 54 cities have followed. The 350,000 vehicle network was never switched on. The appetite for building it clearly was. Every figure, every quote, and every document behind this episode is sourced on the page. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want accountability reporting like this, the moment we publish it, Subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you're listening.